This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you haven't noticed, the Democrats have a new whipping boy. Yep, the rhinos as well. Their whipping boy is Marjorie Greene. I don't even know what she said. But here's what I can tell you. Whatever she said or did, it was nothing. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. The Democrats are amazing at coordination. But what's funny is how quickly the Republicans join. I saw a picture of Rhino Mitt Romney sitting in the office with Joe Biden in the White House with Joe Biden, feeling like he's one of the guys. Just, yeah, he's hanging out with Biden, so he's a big shot now. The Democrats will get, they'll treat him like royalty because he'll always disagree with Trump. He'll disagree with us. Romney actually said of Marjorie Greene, he said, the Republican Party is a big tent, but not for kooks. He called her a kook. Now, see, normally, if a guy called a woman a kook, he would be in big trouble. How dare he attack her? She's feminism. This is a male patriarchy attacking the feminists, etc. But nope. He won't say anything about that waste of space. I talk about coordinated. I was looking, when we were prepping for the show, I was looking at the late night comedic hacks. And you should see, yeah, I swear, they've got to be in cahoots together. Because every one of them, I shouldn't say that, but the majority of them, the normal suspects that talked about Trump every day, they switched from Trump. Now they're all talking about Marjorie Greene. She's KKK, she's Nazi, I don't even know what she said or did. But here's what I do know. You don't get to where she got by being anything close. The only way you could be KKK or Nazi and get into office is if you're a Democrat, like Joe Biden. The guy who hung out with segregationists, the guy who's made more racist comments against blacks, Latinos, Asians, you name it, women. Call people names, been confrontational. Joe Biden is a clinic and what not to do to get elected in public office. And he sits in the White House. Unbelievable. Yeah. All there is to talk about to attack Biden, if you were being truly judicious about it, if you were really being fair. And all these leftists can do is a relentless attack on Republicans. If Republicans kept their mouth shut, didn't say a word for a week, I guarantee you they would still be attacking us. And it floors me how quiet we can be. Don't talk about race, religion, or sex. And we've lost ground in every one of those things. Or politics. Not really. Politics, religion, and sex. It's what, those are the taboos. And every single day, the left attacks every one of the pillars of conservatism, if you will, the pillars of sanity. And they tell us to shut up. I got to give it to, I got to hand it to the Democrats, boy. They are relentless. They will never stop attacking. And with all the muscle in the conservative movement, there's rarely a coordinated response back. There's rarely a coordinated attack. For example, if we just decided we were going to take out Pelosi, in my opinion, easy to do. Take out Schumer. Take out any of them. Easy to do. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if we put private investigators, Project Veritas, and all of the things that we have at our disposal to get somebody out of office. What could we do? We could get them out. And it has to make you wonder, what's the game? You see what's being played against us and powerful people that understand the game. And we make no progress. The only progress we made was in 2016. Other than that, that was like, you know, Michael Jordan going out to play minor league baseball, play major league baseball, and somebody else got to win that one championship. But then Jordan comes back and wins three more. That's the way it feels to me. Because we have too many people that know the system, know the game, and we are smarter than they. I can tell you that with a fact. We're much smarter than the Democrats. I think what we lack is that ruthless gene. Leftists are truly evil people, folks. They will sell a lie with the fury of a hurricane. It's sickening to watch, but at the same time, it's fascinating. It's sickening because sometimes we feel helpless to stop it. I was looking at all these headlines, and you know, this is there's a news gathering service that we get when we're prepping for the show, and every leftist headline was an attack on Marjorie Greene, attack on Republicans, attack anybody who dare not go with the liberal, the leftist point of view. There's some attack on, but it's so you can see the patterns. It's not even like you have to look. You can tell. On their side of the aisle, I'm telling you, sanity is absolutely dead. There's no fruit on that flimsy little vine. And what bothers me is how easily we can restore sanity if we just work together. Black folks talk about, you know, hating rich people, and you say to them, well, what if you earn it? I mean, it's not even you don't have to play 20 questions. You can play 3 questions and you can be done with a leftist. Ask them about any of their policies. Well, why wouldn't you build a wall? You know, well, do you have a fence around this? Why are they building a wall around Capitol Hill? Yeah, I mean, how many questions do you think you have to play before you finally get a leftist to go, well, exactly. Not very many. I can screw that leftist over in 2 questions, Al. I can screw that leftist over in 1. Reminds me of Play That Tune. I could easily destroy them on their policies. Biden's executive orders do nothing to promote America. We don't need the world to solve our problems. I mean, I understand there's a world out there that we must deal with. But do we have to really get into the Paris Climate Accord to work on climate? If that's something you really are passionate about? Of course not. I think of all the money wasted, folks, the people who've increased their stature in this thing we call conservatism to deliver nothing to this movement. People who are about nothing but themselves, hanging out with the prez or hanging out with somebody big.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Spirit murdered. That's a term. I just heard it for the first time. I understand it very well. I talk about it quite a bit because, see, that's what the Democrats have tried to do to the black community for decades and accomplished it, by the way. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, talking to you about the things that are meant to demoralize. Right now, you are being spirit murdered. And I'm going to use a leftist term because this is a new term. They've coined this now. And they coined it in order to tell you that you are spirit murdering when in fact it's what they do, because that's what leftists do, as you guys know from listening to this program. 844-551-8255. Spirit murdered. Guy tweeted, New York City public schools are telling white teachers that they spirit murder their black and brown students. spirit murder the black and brown students. But now I want you to understand something. The New York City public schools, owned by whom? Conservatives or liberals? Leftists? Who? Not us. The school system is patently owned by the left, and they are telling white teachers that they spirit murder black and brown students. Now, I want you to ask yourself, where's the finger being pointed here? These people are condemning themselves and acting as if they're not the ones who did it. It's a crime looking for a perpetrator. Spirit murdered. Let me talk to you about spirit murder. Spirit murder is a kid like me growing up in the 60s and people coming up to you, your teachers, and saying things like, you know, hey, you know, there's a civil rights movement and, bad treatment of blacks historically, etc. And you should feel like a victim of all of that. And when you're a strong-natured, strong-willed little kid like I was, and you say, I don't feel that way, it's like, well, why not? And it's bludgeoned into you year after year with Black History Month and Martin Luther King's birthday and Juneteenth and, you know, the Democratic Party just whining on about institutional racism. By the way, they're the institutional racists. And so, as I said in my first book, The Big Black Lie, you grow up believing that you need somebody to blame. Now, as I analyze myself, I say, you know, I didn't buy into it. But I see how, as a society, blacks just become Stepford Wives of, I will do what I am told. And they just become victims of everything. If you just take a peek and understand all the things that blacks can complain about, I mean, everything is racist. Hard work is racist. Math is racist. I mean, God is racist. I'm not even, all the things I just named are, I can show you where there are black, quote, academics who say these things. And now, you know, critical race theory essentially says, if you're born white, you should just, why don't you just take a gun and end it all? Why are you even here? If people are truthful, they will tell you, I wouldn't want a homogeneous world where everybody was the same. And I'll tell you this, most people won't say it. Get around a crowd of blacks, it's pretty dangerous. It's funny, I was watching a First 48. They were having a unity football game in a bad area of I don't know what town. You know, First 48 goes, depends on what state. I think it might have been Kentucky. Anyway, they were having a unity football game. And kids were playing in the game, and it was meant to show that the neighborhood could unify and be one. And a dude walks up to the unity game and shoots a guy twice in the back and kills him in front of all the kids and the parents, etc., at the unity game. So when I say, you guys that have listened to me, I've talked to you about being around people in my family. There are family reunions where you go, I don't know if I want to go. I'm talking about my family, where my cousin Bobby pulled a gun on my Uncle Willie. I'm not speaking out of conjecture here. You go to things and you're like, whew, I don't know. Go to a rap concert, somebody gets shot, somebody gets stabbed, somebody gets killed. House parties. Look at the ticker in Chicago and tell me I'm lying about any of it. Spirit murdered. Let me tell you about spirit murdered. When you can't discuss black-on-black crime because you're so concerned about the little bit of police crime that happens in the black community that you don't want to talk about the real overwhelming crime, that's spirit murdered. Spirit murdered when somebody that looks like you is the one who's most likely to commit a crime against you.
Oh, Kevin, but white people commit crimes against other white people. It's a matter of proximity and people being around each other.
Yeah, but they don't do it to the degree of blacks. We're supposed to be the ones unifying, right? Why are you going to point the finger at white folks when we're the ones that's supposed to be together? We're the collective. But we're not acting like a collective. See, back in the 40s and the 50s, we did. We treated each other with total respect, understanding that we were in it together. And there were people against us, and they were judging us based on the color of our skin and not the content of our character. But now, the content of our character sucks, and we don't even want to judge ourselves by that. We want to judge ourselves by the color of our skin, because, hey, man, we down with the brothers. Wow, well, good for us. It's certainly gotten us a long way, hasn't it? So you got, let's just carry this further. So you got blacks that we get ahead because we guilt people into letting us get certain jobs and certain things. And then nobody wants to partake. Nobody wants to patronize your business. Nobody wants you to be part of their team. Why? Because they understand you've been just coddled. You've been given something. It isn't earned. The most precious resource at some point in America will be a black person who actually is willing to work. Meritocracy isn't going to bellyache about not getting ahead or whatever. That's the most precious resource out there. Yep. Spirit murdered. I know the spirit murdering that's occurring all over this country. And nobody says a word about it. And I'll tell you this, it's happening by Democrats, leftists. They do it under the guise that they're going to help black folks. Right now, I'll give you an example. This WHO flu. WHO flu disproportionately targets blacks, man, because, you know, they are substandard, this, that, and the other. Well, then why isn't it wiping out the continent of Africa? They got substandard blacks all over the place. They're not eating. They don't have good medical care, etc. Far worse than blacks here. No discussion about it. More on spirit murder when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6th occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived in the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News. Let's find out where the coronavirus relief package is in Washington. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL Super Bowl is this Sunday on CBS with an evening kickoff. Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay. So that's how it's going to be. Y'all want to play. Okay, then. I got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Malachi?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real.
Welcome back, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com talking about spirit murder. Yep. Spirit murdered. See, what's funny about this new term that we're hearing about, and by the way, I've been talking about this for decades, that the Democratic Party and leftism has stolen the initiative from blacks, the spirit. See, we used to strive to have the American dream. We knew the American spirit existed, and we were like, you can do anything, be anything, you just got to work for it. But that went away. The Democrats made sure they killed that spirit, and they killed it in the black community. Now they want to kill it in the community as a whole. So you've been targeted for extinction. This is I feel like the Terminator telling you this. You've been targeted for extinction. The people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network right now, you are who I'm talking about. They want to kill your spirit. How dare you put a ripple in the fabric of what was happening for decades. See, you thought you had a conservative president when George Bush was elected. You didn't. There was a choice between leftism and leftism light. And George Bush was leftism light. So then we got Clinton, who, by the way, was more of a conservative than George Bush could ever even think to be. Now, he's pilloried. I will tell you, I practically owe Bill Clinton an apology, other than the fact that he's a piece of crap human being. But you know what? I can forgive him for that. Bill Clinton hasn't done anything that I don't know somebody that's done something similar. You know, he can be forgiven. But you look back on his presidency and you have to go, that dude was really good. I mean, in comparison, he was more conservative than George Bush. But we wanted Bush, woo! You know? So we got him. Then we get Obama, right? Worst president in modern history. And he's canonized, or they want us to believe it. People don't care. Black folks don't even care about Barack Obama. Don't be fooled. But they want you to believe he's the man. So what we did is we put a true ripple in leftism. A true ripple. One that will last for quite some time. And that was at 4 years of Donald Trump. That should be eight. I mean, that was a glitch. Think of it as a dip. You know, like you're running along the road and then just suddenly the road falls out from underneath you. That's what happened to the Democrats. A big old chasm. The San Andreas Fault opened up as they were driving their car and they drove it right over the cliff. And that has jacked them up. Donald Trump renewed the American spirit. Because up to that point, they've been spirit murdering us for decades. Now, over that 4 years, what did they do? They did everything they could to get you to just, you know, they told Trump is a racist, he's a sexist, he's a homophobe, he's a xenophobe, he's an Islamophobe, he's all these different things. Didn't matter what he did. They were going to kill him because to kill him was to essentially kill the spirit and close that gap. That's what they wanted to do. Close that gap. Make that road smooth again where they're killing the American spirit, because if they kill it to the point where you're like an agnostic, I don't even care. I don't care. Whoever's president, doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care who's leading the country. Whatever. Whatever they decide to do, I just adjust. That's the way it is in communist countries. I told you guys, one of my friends is a Chinese national, and I ask her about the change in regime, the change in the leader of China. She says, what does it matter? We don't get a say. She goes, the next day, it doesn't matter what happens in China. We go on with our lives, and it's just that's the next policy, and we just live our lives. By the way, she lives here in the States now, married to a friend of mine, and she was distraught over Trump's loss. She said, China is that America's done. I couldn't even tell you how distraught she was. Seriously. She was just like, how could you Americans do this? I want you to understand how other people view this. Don't believe what the media is telling you. This is legit. She couldn't believe it. Spirit murdered. She knows what it's like to have her spirit murdered to where nothing matters. And that's what the Democrats tried to do to you when they did this coup. This voter fraud, massive voter fraud. They so hope that your spirit has been murdered. Now, I'm going to talk about this in academic terms because I read this article and this girl writes, I stepped out of class, rushed to a quiet spot, out of sight from anyone. I pushed my back against the cold cement wall and inhaled. The exhale released a grunting cry. The tears fell from my cheeks and dripped on the paper I held in my hand. The red ink smeared the F grade I had received on my first academic paper in my undergraduate career. A note followed the F grade stating that the reason I had failed was because I had plagiarized. A warning followed. If I were to do it again, I would be reported to the Academic Senate for disciplinary action. I flipped through the paper and was failed for not citing a sentence defining the American dream. Up until that point, I thought the American dream was common knowledge and did not have to be cited. I was wrong. What followed next was even more damaging. So let's just let me stop there for just a second. This young lady, who's a Hispanic chick, she wants you to believe that she got an F because she didn't cite the sentence defining the American dream. Now, I don't know what, if I were talking about the American dream in an esoteric sense, no citation needed. If you quote somebody and what they've said about it in an academic paper, you have to reference it. What class are we talking about? Are we talking about learning how to write academic papers, or are we talking about creative writing? Because depending upon which class you're in, one's a lot more loose than the other. For example, the way I write for the Black Sphere, I don't cite anything. It's all opinion. If I heard something, I say, well, it's like Mark Twain said, and I'll do a paraphrase to say, and I'm paraphrasing, blah, 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 blah. Or I remember somebody saying something like this. I think the guy that said this was so-and-so. I don't have to be academic. I'm just, it's opinion. I'm not trying to be correct on everything. I mentioned I had a guy write to me. I believe it was Politico or something. It was one of the big rags, maybe Mediaite. And he says, you know, you call yourself news and all this. I said, I've never called myself news. Never. And he's like, well, you know, it says news on this. I said, yeah, it says news or opinion. You have to pick something. I think it was based on Facebook or whatever. I said, yeah, you have to pick a category. But I said, we state very up front, we are not the news. We'll get a clip of something that's from the news and talk about it, but we are not the news. And so he goes on, because he's citing one of my articles. What reference do you have for that? I said, none. I said, I have my opinion. I said, show me where I went wrong in my opinion about this piece. Please do. I dare you. By the way, it's a recorded call. I should probably play it. Because every time the journalist talked to me, I'm from the Wall Street Journal. Okay, well, you understand I'm going to record this call.
Well, yeah, okay.
Click. What's your issue, lefty? So we go on. I said, show me anything I said and where I went wrong. Show it. I dare you. And I said, and just so you know, if you do report that I'm news after I've already told you, I'm not news. I'm an opinion site about the things that I see and hear. I will sue you. So go for it. Well, you know, because he's wanting to stir up trouble because of what he was doing was trying to rationalize why my site was being targeted for extinction by the Terminators. You know, Jeff, not Bezos, but Zuckerberg and those other guys. And he couldn't do it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Teach special education. One little boy tells me, I'm going to build a bomb and blow this school up. I said, you couldn't even make a Valentine card. Sit your tail down. Can't even spell your name. Now you're going to do something new, kid?
Dumb them down. Dumb them down. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You dumb somebody down, and you can do what you want with them. I mean, that's why guys like dumb girls. Just being honest with you. I mean, they do. They like dumb girls. They like the girl that'll get caught up in the trappings. You know, like, you know, you borrowed your buddy's Porsche keys, or you borrowed his Porsche. You borrowed his apartment, whatever. You go out on a date. You make a girl feel like, oh, you're, you know, whatever. Lies. And sometimes obvious lies. I mean, I can tell you the stuff that my buddies would do. We would take whoever had the highest bank account. We would take his, like, bank slip, and it would conveniently fall or be somewhere, and somebody would say, oh, my gosh, he's got $43,000 in the bank or whatever. Oh, man. And people, believe it or not, women fall for that. I've got a cousin that I won't say who they are because my family listens to the program, but they know who they are. I'm just saying I won't call them out. But my cousin is a female, and her husband, he fronted about the money. Everything he owned was in his pocket. But he managed to get my cousin to marry him, and they've been together for ages. They have a truly blessed marriage, but he lied. He fronted, as we like to say in the black community. He was a fronter. Anyway, there's a thing, you know, you dumb people down for certain, like, for example, your kids. You want your kids to be smart, but you don't want them to be so smart they get onto your game. And now, if you're a smart parent, you admit your faults and you say, look, I'm going to tell you the whole scoop here. If you use drugs, you might say, I use drugs. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to use drugs. I'm lucky for me, I never used drugs. So I can have an open and honest discussion with my kids about it or anybody else. But I do see where parents will, you know, cover things up because they don't want to talk about what they did wrong. I get it. But the point is, you dumb down your kids when you do that. You have to be able to say, nope, here's all the information. If you don't talk about drugs, if you don't talk about sex, if you don't talk about relationships, religion, politics, etc. to your kids, you're dumbing them down. And then what happens? They get somewhere else and people start going, well, what about this? And what about the incest in the Bible? And what about this and that? And your kids are going, well, I didn't realize all of that. Oh, my gosh. All the things that I thought were, you know, true to me and true to my nature. Well, they're like, oh, shoot. My parents lied. I was dumbed down. So then they think they're getting smarter when these professors get them, and they're not. So I'm talking about the spirit being murdered, which is what leftists do to us all the time, or try to do to us. They want to murder our spirits. The taking down of Trump was meant for what? To murder your spirit. Now I'm talking about a girl who wrote this, Latino girl. She says she got an F on a paper, and she had plagiarized and given a warning. They did all the stuff that they would do to a student that plagiarized a paper. And she says she cited one sentence defining the American dream. Now, I want you to understand a couple things, because I've raised four sons. I don't always believe the person saying the story. This is all I did. I only did one sentence, and it was about the American dream. And then I got jumped on. I don't buy it. Now, I asked a question earlier, is it a academically rigorous class where you're supposed to learn about institutional writing, you know, like for that would pass academic rigor, or is it a creative writing class? Because creative writing, you can get away with all kinds of stuff. You can't plagiarize, but you can make reference to without having to cite specifics and all this other stuff that they do in another course. But anyway, she goes on to say this. The course would give me two required general education credits, one for writing, the other for a diversity requirement. Yep. Due to my grade on the first paper, I was at risk of failing the course. Even though I feared having a meeting with the professor, it made the most sense if I wanted to resolve the issue. Now, I want you to understand this. This is a Latino chick in a university, and she's been called out by her professor about the paper, and she's afraid to go. She wants you to believe, I don't know that I can meet with my professor. I was in fear. She says, I scheduled a meeting, but in the meantime, I asked my peers what grade they had received on their papers. It had come to my attention that three of the five people in the course had also received failing grades. We were all women of color. One white female student had a B, and she was told she was flirting with plagiarism. The professor was a white female. While I can interpret this as a racially charged incident, I did not bring this argument into the meeting with the professor. Instead, I let her lecture me about the kind of student she thought I was due to my deficient upbringing and lack of educational resources I was provided. I was spiritually murdered that day. Well, I'll say this. I don't know whether she was talking to a tenured professor. There's so much detail left out of this, I can only generalize. But here's what I can tell you about my generalization. If you're going to let a professor talk to you that way, shame on you. As far as the other people of color and what grades they got, I would venture to tell you, if it's any indication of the lack of education that most brown and black people get, they probably didn't pass the academic rigor. Oh, Kevin, that sounds so racist. No, it sounds realist. See, they let these kids get into the schools and they say, oh, you can just move along in it. Because that's what they do in high school, just move you along. And then when somebody holds your feet to the fire, you go, oh my gosh, my spirit was murdered that day. She goes on to explain this. In 1987, legal scholar Patricia Williams first conceptualized spirit murdering as a product of racism, which not only inflicts pain, but is a form of racial violence that steals and kills the humanity and spirits of people of color. She goes on to talk about this stuff. Now I'm going to give you my quick summation of My Spirit Murdering by Dr. Hockaday. When I was in high school, I had Dr. Hockaday, and we had a class of about 20 students, and I was one of the top students, me and a guy named Jorge, and I made a 96 on a paper, and Jorge made a 98 or something like that on the very first paper we had. We were going to learn out of the physics out of the MIT book, and so I took Hockaday. I got a 96. Jorge got a 98. Hockaday wrote a half a page on negligence. On my paper. No, I got a 92. He wrote a half page of negligence. I looked at everybody else's paper. He wrote nothing. Jorge got a 96. I got a 92. The next paper, I got a 98. Jorge got a 96 or something. Hockaday wrote two pages on negligence on my paper, in my blue book. Nothing on anybody else's paper. We took the final. He changed it. He says, we're not going to do our final. We're going to do a standardized final. And he gives out the finals, and I rifle through mine. I hand it in. He looks at me and says, are you through, Mr. Jackson? And I'll never forget that look where I'm looking down at him. He's looking up at me. I take my paper back, and on a 20-question standardized test, I changed six answers. Sweated it out. Told my grandmother, this guy is a hard butt. I don't know what he's trying to do. Blah, blah, blah. Come back in on Monday. I had a terrible weekend. Come back in on Monday. He reads the papers in ascending order. The 18th percentile, 33rd percentile. He gets up to 96th percentile, Jorge Elizondo, and then stops. And I'm thinking, where's my paper? He goes to his desk. He opens the drawer, he pulls out my paper, and he says, and the only 100, and with the pride of a newborn, of a father with a newborn, he hands me my paper and looks at me like, now do you know what I was doing to you? And I thought to myself, I knew it even instantly. At the time it happened, it was a life-changing moment for me. This man recognized what I had in me, and he was not going to allow me to sell myself short. He wanted excellence from me. Can't thank him enough.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.